So we're all Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Gemara, the last word on the page. Okay, Masnisin. Our Mishnah, Deloy Karebi Doisa, it seems that it's not like Shita's Rebbe Doisa, the Tanya, because you have a Braisa. Rebbe Doisa Oimer. Rebbe Doisa says, V'amri La Abba Sha'ol, some people say this was said by Abba Sha'ol, Oimer. Halokeach Behema, somebody who purchases an animal, Mechaveiro, from his friend, Me'erev Yomtov, Afo Pi Shalom Mosroloi, even though the seller didn't hand it over to him, to the buyer, Elabi Yomtov, only on Yomtov, Hooray He Karegli Halokeach. Nevertheless, it's like the buyer, meaning he only got it on Yom Tov, but as soon as he made the purchase on Erev Yom Tov, it goes by the buyer. And similarly, Hamoisa, somebody who hands over Behem Eloroya, he hands his animal to the shepherd, Afalpi Shalom Mosraloi, even though he didn't hand it over to him, Ela B'Yom Tov, only on Yom Tov, Haray, he, behold, it's Karagli Haroya. It has the tachum of the shepherd. End of Braisa. So now, we said, that in our Mishnah, that if you give it to the shepherd on Yom Tov, right, it's like the owner. So you see over here, this seems to be not like our Mishnah, because over here we're saying if you hand it to the shepherd on Yom Tov, seeing as you intended to give it beforehand, it's like the roya, it's like the shepherd. So says the Gemara, no. Afilu teim Rebbe Doisa, you can even say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Doisa, v'lo kasha, there's not a kasha. Kan b'roya echod. In this braisa, we're talking about with Rebbe Doisa, is b'roya echod. There's only one, the town's shepherd. Now, there's only one shepherd to give it to. Oh, but a Mishnah can. B'shneirayim, there's two shepherds. So therefore, it's not sure which shepherd you're going to give it to. So since you're not sure which shepherd you're going to give it to, it remains in the tachum of the original, of the owner.
Why
Because I suppose you don't know who you're going to give it to. It's not a vadai. Yes, correct. So Daikanami, it's actually Maduyak in the Mishnah that our Mishnah is talking about two, like there's options who to give it to. Because what is Diktani? It says in the Mishnah, Livnoi, he hands it over to his son, or Leroya, or to the shepherd, meaning it's not for sure who he's going to give it to. He can give it to his son, who also has a part-time job as a shepherd, or he can give it to the professional shepherd. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not, since you're not sure you're going to give it to, then it remains in the tchum of the original owner. Shema Minah. So, Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, halacha ka Rabbi Doisa. The halacha follows Rabbi Doisa. Okay, the Gemara asks the kasha though. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The halacha is like Rabbi Doisa. We have a principle. Vama Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan said halacha kastam mishnah. The halacha goes according to the stam mishnah. With a mishnah without a name, we pass it like that.
But
exactly, that's what the Gemara is going to say. Wow, I'm fire still looking fire. You didn't lose it. For Tanan, we've got our Mishnah. It says a behema bakalim, the behema and the kalim, right? Behemas, livestock and vessels, correctly a bailim. You go, they're like the bailim and not the shepherd. Oh, but it says, right, Ephraim and also the Gemara, the lav ukimna. But did we not establish kan b'roya echod? Right, we answered, that Rebbe Dose's case was Beroya Echod, with one shepherd, right? Kan Mishnei Royim. And the Mishnah talk about two Royim, it's a different case, so there's no contradiction. Good. Tana Rabban, we got a Braisa. Shnayim, two people, Shasha'alu, that they borrowed, Choluk Echod, one garment in partnership. B'shutfus, okay. Ze Leilech Bo Shacharis, the base of Midrash. One wanted it to dress himself and go to the in the morning, the base of Midrash, to go and learn Torah. And this, the other one, Vezeh Lichanes, boy, Arvis, he wanted to use it in the evening time, lebeis mishta, to go to the pub. Okay, but they had different tchumim. Ze irev alav letzofon, one person went to, did his Erev to the Tzofon. Let's say it's a thousand, I think Rashi says it's 1,000 amas. So basically, he set his Erev, he walked in Erev Shabbos, he put a piece of loaf, a loaf of bread, 1,000 amas away from where he was. So he moves his Erev 1,000 north, and he loses 1,000 south. Okay? And the other person did the opposite. He walked 1,000 amas to the south, and he put a piece of bread there, and so therefore he gains 1,000 south, and he loses 1,000 north. Okay, this person who made the Erev to Letzofon, right, even though in theory he should be able to go 3,000 amos from where he is right now, yeah, Mahalech Letzofon, he can only go Letzofon, correctly Misha Erev Alav Ladorim. He can only go northward as much as the person who made the Erev to the south can go northward, meaning that's only 1,000 amos. Was that?
They're
worse than off before, yes. They should have had the chavrusa in either one of the things which they were doing. Okay. And Zesh Erev Alav Ladorim, and this person who made the Erev Ladorim, yeah, can Mahala, he can go Ladorim, Karagle Misha Erev Alav Latofon, like the person who made the Erev Latofon. Okay, so we have the picture. I actually did my picture in there. So basically, it's this picture, right? The common ground is this. Where the center point was here. He walked 1,000. So the circle's like this and this. So basically, this is the shared ground, right? So now, but yeah.
This is what they're using on Shabbos.
Yes, I mean what you do is on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, you take some bread, yeah, and you walk, you go 1,000 amos.
But the sharing is garment for Shabbos?
Yes. One is going to the pub on Shabbos. Is this, yes, interesting. Yeah. So now, v'im mitzu es ha'tuchum. If they basically, mitzu es ha'tuchum, basically it sounds like Rashi says over, if there was a full tuchum between them, meaning they both went to the furthest extremities. Yeah, this case, right? They both went as 2,000 as much as they can. So they're basically, there's like a tchum in between them. There's 4,000 amos between where they put the Arabs. Rashi kind of explains it. Okay. So if there's maybe just read that Rashi because it's just there's a strange terminology over here. And it's good to be familiar with Rashi. Let's go to the im mitzvah lav eser tchum. Let's look at that. You see that Rashi? People found it. Okay. Tchum Shabbos mitzofon ladorom arba salofim. Right. This is talking about a normal tchum. So a tchum from Shabbos, right, on Shabbos from north to south is 4,000 amos. Okay. Shnayim latofim. There's 2,000 to the north. The Shnayim ladorom, and there's 2,000 to the south. V'im nosnu eruvon, if they put their eruvs, zeh l'tsof alpayim l'tsofon, this one put it to 2,000 amas to the north, v'zeh l'tsof alpayim l'dorom, and this one put it 2,000 amas to the south, nimta is found, tchum sholem, there's a whole tchum, memutza, right in the middle, l'hafzik, in order to, the splitting, bein shnei eruvehen, right, between their eruvs. Okay, let's just carry on with the next Rashi. Lo yazizuhu mimkoimo. You can't move it. Lo latofon v'lo ladorom. You can't go north and you can't go south. Shetzvoini ein lo ladorom. Right, so the northern guy doesn't have to the dorom. Afilu pasiya, even one footstep. V'chein adoromi latofon. Similarly, the southerner to the north. Shemim mokom eruvoi yeshlo alpayim amalukol ruach. Because from where his eruv, where he put his piece of bread, yeah, you can go 2,000 to around it. Sharel lekach irev, and what the point of his irev? Shetista lake shvisosoi, that he should remove his Shabbos shvisa b'mokum linaso from the place that we were sleeping. He wants to, right, the tikne b'mkoim eruvoi, and he wants his center point to be where his eruv is. Okay, so they messed themselves up over here. It was a bad communication. So let's just read that again. V'im mitzu es tchum, and if there was a whole tchum between them, harei zeh lo yizenem im koyma. You cannot move it at all. They would all have to maybe have a couple of chayims at the night time in the house and learn in the morning together with the chavrusa. Okay, end of brisa.
Who was the top?
Well, the guy. I think that's obvious. Itmar. we got a statement over here. Shnayim shalokhu. Two people bought together in shutfus. Chovis, a barrel of wine, let's say, ubehema, and an animal to shecht on Yom Tov, b'shutfus. Now, Rav Amar says like this, chovis muteres, the chovis is permissible. Meaning, once you, they did this on Erev Yom Tov, right? On Erev Yom Tov, they went and bought the shop, and they bought this, a barrel of wine, and they bought an animal. And on Yom Tov, they're going to split it. So they split it on Yom Tov. So the wine, they do 50-50, right? So the wine, yeah, Rav says, fine. So we say, you know, each got their half, and he can go to wherever he wants. We can take it to, it goes by his tchum, and the other half goes to the other guy's tchum. Okay? Well, behema asura. But the behema, yeah, even though you shechted it and split it up right down the middle, yeah, it's asura means over here, meaning it's restricted to the common ground, right? Now, in Shmuel Amar, chavis nami asura, the barrel of wine is also asa, meaning because it was bought b'shutfus, so it's joint owned, and even if you're going to split it up, I suppose we're going to say that basically it's mixed up, you know, you can't, the Gemara is going to explain as we go on. So basically Rav says the wine's permissible and the behemoth's limited. Yeah, I mean, it has the restrictions. And Shmuel says everything has the restrictions. Okay? So, my kasava Rav. What does Rav hold? Says the Gemara. E kasava yesh breira. If he holds this breira, right, that we say that, you know, it was always coming to him, this part. Yeah, afilu behemoth is shari. Even an animal should be permissible. Because we said, oh, it was always that half was always coming to him. The e kasava ain breira, and if there's a hold there isn't any breira, afilu chavis, nami asura, even the wine should also be prohibited or limited. Okay, so says the Gemara, answers, le'olam kasava yesh breira, Rav really holds with breira, right? So we know why the wine's permissible, that's fine. Vishnia, and it's different though, behema, the nature of a behema is different. Why? Dekar yonki, that it's like, it's sucking, or it's like a drawing to chumim the different domains mehadadi from one another. Let's look at Rashi for that, because that was just hard to write. That, the literal tradition is the right, the drawing or sucking the to chumim from one another. So let's look at Rashi over here. It's Rashi of two lines, Leolom Kesova Yesh Breira, in the thin lines, the last two thin lines. Le'olam kasava yesh breira. Rav holds his breira. Hilkach chavis muteres. Therefore, the barrel of wine is going to be permissible. Yeah, v'shani behema shehaisa b'chaim benishmashos. It was still alive when benishmashos came in. They didn't shecht it until the morning on Yom Tov. V'chol avereha b'chayeha, and all of its limbs in its lifetime, yoin kim zeh mizeh. They're basically drawing blood from one another, circulation going around the body of the behema. When it got dark, right, it became Shabbos, Yona kol Eva, the Eva, each limb drew, right, Michel Chavero, blood and whatever from its other counterparts. So basically, all of it's getting all mixed together. Okay, the Ein Kalibro, Brera is not magic, right? That Brera, this is beyond the capabilities of Brera. Brera could say this half is going to this person, this half is going to this person, but over here it's a bit of a mess over here, because it's really all mixed up, and just Brera is not going to help you over here, because you basically, your half contains a bit of the other person's half. No, because you get, let's say that, half of the body of the animal true is his or whatever, but the blood of the other ones came into his. So he's got the blood. It's like having the spices in your Issa or whatever. That's Rab's Svara. Now, we ask a question though. Yeah? Let's have a... Yeah, let's just finish this. We'll just finish a little bit more. We're going to stop. Okay, so Amri Lei, Rav Kahana, the Rav Asi, the Rav. They said to Rav, Lisa Mukta, Luch Shashru. This is, wait a second, according to your line of thought, yeah, that you basically, it should come out that there should be an issue of mukta. Meaning, because at the end of the day, this is a bit hard, this bit, I mean, okay, that, but they said, this is the kasha. The kasha is that, according to what you're saying, there should be a problem with mukta, according to your thought process. Because, basically, you only have intended to get half of the animal. And he only intended to get half of the animal. So you don't have any intent on his half of the animal. So therefore, those parts are going to be muksa for you. Meaning that his bits and your thing are going to be muksa.
Yeah, him or
no, because you can say braver by the chavis though. Because over here, it's not the thing of this. It's just like a biological thing over here, right? Yeah. True. Yes, they're saying, but tchumim is also, but I mean, it's restricted to, you know, the tchum of both of them. But with muksa, yeah, but it could be even once. Yeah, it should be osur itself. Right. So listen, tchumim chashosho, shosik, Rav didn't have what to answer. Okay, we'll stop here.